You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Listening to No Dumb Idea.
All right, so I'm going to tap three lands, and I'm gonna play Salad Toss, and basically I'm gonna make your creature toss the other one's salad, and that's gonna deal
In response,
three ranch points to him.
In response, I am going to pay two. I'm gonna tap the one colorless and then one blue. And I'm going to play Fraser Crane. Whenever an opponent attempts to toss your salad, create five scrambled egg tokens and counter the spell.
Do the scrambled eggs have to tap to activate, or do they just get to activate?
They just get
you
to activate.
Silly Bakas. Both of you Bakas. You activated my trap card. Flips over Yu-Gi-Oh card.
No. That's right. Yeah.
I have the fat ass summoning skull. He doesn't eat salad, so you can't. He won't even touch your tossed salad, suckers.
Good job, well, Dala.
Unfortunately for you, Dala, I have this trainer card.
Ooh,
you know,
damn.
So I'm gonna play, you know, Professor Sycamore from Pokemon XY, and that will that'll allow me to put your summon skull on a diet.
And I'm giving
my inner monologue.
He's gonna be
he played the card that I can't counter, the one card. What did I do? Maybe if I have the heart of the cards I can draw a Metazoo card. For it's me, Dala.
Let's just keep naming the cards. We got bike cards.
And now the real challenge is to try and name a single Metazoo card.
Give me a sec. Let me write it.
All right.
I feel like the bigger challenge is starting the episode for us today, honestly.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, we
got
to go.
Ghost Goop Token.
You know,
I got one.
Oh, shit.
I played Ghost Goop Token in attack mode.
All right, well, I guess Dala wins then, obviously.
Yeah.
The rules of most card games are the first person to play a Metazoo card wins.
Yeah.
So,
because no one has
this. This is No Dumb Idea. I'm Jim Leader Nate. You know, we got Dala and Gibbledang here.
Up?
And I guess we'll interrupt our game of Magic the Gathering to bring you a little podcast all based around pop culture, media, and various comic books, games, and other entertainment.
Ooh.
We are going to be talking about some fun stuff today, and we're gonna play a game. Ooh. You know me. When it's my turn to steer the ship, I typically steer us right for the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
I love a good game.
It's always the best. The most
sharp
and pointy rocks you find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, better. Honestly. As craggiest as I can find. So, Dala, Gibbledang, how y'all been? How's your week been before we get into this?
I'd rather not.
I was like, I'll start off.
I mean, that's fine.
I was like, I could take over real quick. And I just want to say happy birthday, Willem Dafoe, because his birthday is on July 22nd, which is fun
of
fact.
Of course.
Our anniversary of our first episode was the 23rd. So we're practically twins.
Hell yeah. Twinsies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could have been twins.
Willem
we
Dafoe,
been
our
same
unofficial
womb,
you know? Mascot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, Willem Dafoe just came out at 11:59. We came out at 12. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's close enough.
11:59, yeah. About 60 years prior, and then we came out.
Mm-hmm.
A
deep,
festering,
deep steep.
I mean,
yeah, deep steep.
How linear is time, really? You know?
Oh wow! Think about that, guys.
Yeah.
Listeners, think
about
that.
That's really what you have to ponder. Yeah.
But I was gonna say the rest of my week, honestly, has just been movies. Yeah, I saw Kinds of Kindness, Long Legs, Maxine.
Damn. Oh,
pretty good. I mean, it's been a while. Also, we did an escape room together, which was pretty fun. That was a while
back.
That
was fun. Have
we
not talked about that?
We did do the escape room.
I don't think we
have.
We
haven't talked about it.
It was
a
heist.
It was good.
Yeah. We robbed a bank, guys.
Yeah. We robbed a bank.
We found a Chaos Emerald. Big old fucking jewel.
Yeah. It's good. Chaos Control.
Honestly, pretty good escape room.
Yeah.
You know, like when it comes to escape rooms, honestly, I have to imagine there are some stinkers there. You know what I mean?
Like, I was nervous because it was in the middle of like a random, like, so this is at Limitless Livermore in California. If ever anyone wants to, you know, shout out to them. But yeah, it's like in the middle of like this like hidden like alley kind of. It just felt sketchy, but then
It's more of like an industrial.
It's just like a tucked away strip mall.
Industrial strip mall, like warehouse. So it's like where you'd go to buy like textiles or do like shipments or just like very fucking boring shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then just all of a sudden, one of those business fronts, instead of being a printing company or something, is an escape room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With a hostess that was like clearly hated her job. It was like days. She was cool. She was nice. It was just funny. You could.
I'm glad other people like picked up on that vibe, because I got that vibe too, that she did not like being there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe and, like, she loved her job and so she just hated us. And...
Yeah, I don't know.
She also a possibility. Also, she would like, probably just like, look at all these queers. Like, yeah, I can't help these guys. Like, you know, people randomly be very judgmental.
True, true.
It's true.
But yeah, and I just wanted to highlight that because I was like, that was actually my first escape room. And so I'm glad it was like a solid experience for me.
It's funny. For my first escape room, it was back in like, I think around the year the first Ant-Man movie came out. So I think like 2015. I was working at this, like, porta-potty business, but it was basically, like, I never had a clean shit or anything. It was just more of, like, okay, are the items stocked? It's all good? All right, cool. And I'd been working there for, like, a month at that point, like, and it was, like, on-call jobs. And one of the jobs they had me do was at Comic-Con. And I wasn't inside the Comic-Con center. I was outside doing this, like, little game event or whatever where I had to monitor the fucking... porta potties, and I was just like, you know, I think I could take some time off. You know, I think, you know, people don't shit too often. I got these all stocked up, you know. And even then, if it gets all backed up,
Spank side.
I'm like, if it gets all backed up, you know, it's not my responsibility to clean it, so we're all good. So I left, and I hung out with friends around Comic-Con. We ended up doing an escape room. We did a Black Ops Zombies
while you were on the clock.
While I was on the clock.
I was gonna say, I imagine the escape room was escaping from the job. That was the first one you did to escape.
Oh yeah, that's my own personal escape room.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did the zombies escape room, like Call of Duty Zombies. It was really cool. It was themed after like Black Ops 3. So I think it had like a noir, like a Call of Cthulhu vibe to it. It was really cool, or theme. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after that, I walked around Comic-Con. I managed to get a ticket, go inside. And went back to work. My manager was furious with me because, of course, things went wrong.
Because, of course, while you were gone for 3 hours, something happened.
5 hours. And then, they're like, what the fuck? They look at me. They're like, where were you? They're like, is that a Comic-Con badge you have? I'm like, oh, this little thing.
I found it on the ground in the toilet.
This whole thing.
Yeah, so I got fired from that job that day. But it was good. That was my first escape room. I'd say it was worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, a hell of a memory for your first escape room, too.
Yeah.
Could say that job was shitty, for sure.
And I got into Comic-Con. I panhandled my way into Comic-Con, so. Yeah.
That's always fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I was 18.
Just not having to pay fucking $200
for that. I was 18, that's why. Yeah. I was a dipshit 18-year-old.
I mean, that's totally like a teenager. Like, I'm just going to, like, not do work and, like, go do this whole other thing, like, event.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Not, like, have any consequence or thoughts of consequences.
My friend and I, we both worked for that job. And I only got the Comic-Con job.
Has someone
done
it before?
Well, there was a time where we had, like, an 8-hour shift and we were watching this, like, private, private event. But it was literally just, like, imagine a movie trailer, the way the movie stars have, but it's just like, it's like two porta potties in there, but they're like two deluxe porta potties. Excuse me, porta potties.
Extra spacious.
Oh yeah. Got really it. Nice. Yeah. And
bidet and all.
We were
like full on portable restrooms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. we were there for like 3 days, and the first day we were like, no, we were there for 2 days. The first day we were like, dude, this is so fucking boring. The second day we went to the beach after setting everything up.
I love this job is like, I'm just fucking off and fucking around.
It's like once you realize that it's 8 hours unsupervised of you just sitting doing nothing, it's like, might as well go do anything else.
Yeah. And how often do people shit? Like, you know. It's
apparently all the time at Comic-Con.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You gotta remember at Comic-Con, they all got them Dr. Pepper poops.
Yeah, they all just like everyone. Yeah.
Well, yeah. My week, my week's been just a lot of working. Back's been killing me.
Brag about it.
A little bit of old injuries kind of coming back to haunt me. Unfortunately, mm-hmm.
Don't brag about it.
Too many grinding on your back down the rails.
Yeah, too many flips and somersaults onto skateboards all throughout the land.
Yeah.
But trying to just chill, take it easy, take life one ibuprofen at a time.
Not too many. Don't want to overdose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't want to OD on the IBs. Become addicted.
I don't know.
But nothing special. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Or should we get to the meat and potatoes?
I watched Night at the Roxbury last night. And it's not as problematic as you thought. No, I rewatched it. It's been a long time since, But it was one thing.
I was worried about that.
Yeah, because I saw a clip every pop day up I wake on my up. Timeline.
I'm like, fuck, I'm scared.
I saw a clip pop up on my timeline where I was... it looked really funny, and I was like, oh shit, I remember how good this movie was, but damn, I hope that it held up well. Because I think I rewatched like Austin Powers and Beverly Hills Ninja, and those are good, but they kind of like, there are points where it's like, oh shit. And apart from...
it's mostly just Will Ferrell and Austin Powers.
Yeah. Apart from the main characters being like, in Night at the Roxbury, being like sex pest virgin party animals... I don't even know if they're party animals. So I guess, clubbers. I don't know.
They want to be.
They're trying to be.
Wanna be party animals.
It wasn't like, it wasn't really like offensive, you know? There wasn't any like, it didn't age poorly. Well, I mean, I guess it aged poorly.
a little poorly. Yeah. But not as bad as some other
it's more,
cause like,
not
it's
like,
not Ace Ventura Pet Detective levels.
That too. Yeah. It didn't age poorly. Or it's Corky just Romano. Dated a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's so reliant on 90s.
Yeah. Because the other one that by Chris Kattan was like Corky Romano. And I remember watching that and being like, it held up better than I expected. But it's like maybe like 80% like not offensive. You know, like it's like not mostly offensive. But there are those lines or things every now and then. You're like, ooh, that is something that wouldn't fly these days.
That would not fly.
Yeah,
would
not.
Not much crawl, with.
Maybe, but not fly.
Not much with Night at the Roxbury. Yeah, pretty good.
But yeah, that's good to hear.
Although I did forget, speaking of watching things, I did finish the Acolyte Star Wars TV show.
How was it?
Overall, I love that. I loved it. It was a great time. I had a great time.
That's because you're a woke Disney shill.
I guess I'm a woke Disney shill who likes Kung Fu movie wire tricks put into Star Wars.
yeah,
I like not to give away too much, but we see our first live action on screen like force repulse where someone like blasts everyone away from them in every direction.
Where someone's like, ew,
is it not?
I'm repulsed.
So satisfied.
That hasn't happened.
Force disgust.
Ugh. Gross.
But no, so satisfying. Great moment. Great show. I had a great time.
Bad show.
Cool to hear because I've been hearing the opposite like almost exclusively.
Everybody's complaining about it, and it's like everybody's got these like stupid ass complaints because every time I don't know, I don't get any.
I haven't, seen it, but I think it's bad and it doesn't look good and it's stupid and I'm
there. You go, and it's woke. And it's,
I heard from someone else it's bad, so also, I'm gonna say it's crap.
Also,
it looks Chinese. I don't like that, heads,
but also somehow new.
Where's the men?
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if there are some people who held that opinion.
Two Chinese.
Oh,
pass.
Most deaf.
One of the episodes had a hip-hop song in the credits.
Was it?
I heard about that.
And people went crazy.
Really?
It's like, fuck.
They literally, Literally, like, that's stupid. The level, that's who are critiquing this right now so heavily and filling the internet with their voice, is people who get offended that there's a hip-hop song at the end of a TV show.
Is it a rock song? Licensed?
Yeah, it should have been Papa Roach. Is it licensed, or is it like a made-up rap song for, or hip-hop song for the show?
No, it's a real one.
Is it Star Wars hip-hop? Okay.
Wait, if jazz becomes jizz, then does hip hop become like hippo?
Hop hip.
Glip glop.
Glip glop. There you go.
No, that's too different.
Without further ado,
I saw Sin City as well. Sin City was pretty cool.
Ooh. I saw. Good to know. Let me talk about all three movies I just saw.
Separately.
Yeah,
great
separately.
Great movie starring me.
Oh, I saw Last Action Hero.
Well, I'm gonna use an interrupt instant to respond to this conversation. Sorry.
Okay. I sacrificed my three scrambled eggs to counter your instant.
No, I pay six mana to cast Baldur Magic.
Okay.
Welcome, gentlemen, to Baldur Magic. Now, Baldur Magic is a game that I've devised that is essentially a game that already exists. You know, as the most creative of things are.
Just edit for legal reasons.
Exactly. Baldur Magic is a game of definitions where I'm going to give you a word. And when I read this word, everyone is going to come up with a definition for the word and what it means in the magic lore. So in the magic lore, you're going to have to tell me what this word is.
As in...
Go on.
I'll save my questions to the end.
Then you will text your definitions to me. So I'll have a definition from each of you.
Okay.
And then I will read the definitions aloud, including the correct one. Yeah. And you have to try and guess which is the correct definition.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Now, are you saying magic lore or magic, like, rules?
Lore.
Okay, shit.
There is a few times, I will tell you right now, there is a few times where it kind of dips in, kind of crosses that line, kind of both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's when we have to call you out.
Kind of has to do with the cards themselves, kind of have to do with the lore, but mostly lore. Because I wanted to go with something that I was pretty sure neither of you would know.
Yeah, I mean, I sure wouldn't.
I know Gibbledegg plays Magic now, but there's so much lore that I know there's things he hasn't heard about.
Oh, definitely. I have not done a dive into the lore. Only a little dive. Honestly, the only things I really...
Just dipped your toe in.
Yeah, just a little toe dip into Phyrexia. That's probably it.
Nice. All right. So let's go over the point system so we all understand how this is going to work.
Ooh, okay.
If you guess the correct definition after I've read them all, you get a point. If someone guesses your definition because they thought yours was the correct one, you get two points. If you supply a definition that is essentially just the correct definition as your answer, you get 3 points. And if no one guesses the correct definition, that's 3 points for Nathan. That's all me.
Yay.
So the real question is, can you guys beat me when I'm getting points when neither of you get it?
Probably not.
Probably not, because I think we get a lot more points.
Well, you can get a lot of other points by tricking each other into voting for your answers, too.
Doesn't sound like me.
Because if you both trick someone into getting your definition and you get the correct definition, that's 3 points for you, and you deny me my 3 points.
I heard that. So. Gibbledon, that sounded crazy. That's cool.
That's gross, yeah. I hate that. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It just sounded weird. Nice. I was like, whoa, that's all right. Keep that in.
Don't do it.
All right. So, does everybody understand the game? Are there any questions?
Can you repeat the first part?
The order of events?
The previous slide?
Like how it's played?
I guess, can you just start from the beginning?
So, I'm going to give you a word. Then you are going to text me what you think that word's definition is.
Okay. All right. I'm
going to read all the definitions aloud, and you'll choose which one you think is right.
God, quit your yapping. I get it already.
All right.
And this part?
All right. So without further ado,
nice.
you know, we're just going to get into it and you guys are going to learn along the way. You know, I feel like that's the best way to learn anyways.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Learn through mistakes.
Exactly.
Or purposeful fuck-ups. I do purposeful.
All right, so here we go. Your first word is Una. O-O-N-A. Una.
Okay.
All right, I got mine sent in. First, I should say, I get a point for being first?
No, there's no points for doing it faster. I'm sorry. No fast points.
Damn, Doll, are you done?
Also mine's. No, yeah, I sent mine.
Okay, so.
Okay.
All right. I'm now going to read our definitions aloud. All right. So, Una. A queen of fairies who is part fairy, part bug, and part plant.
Okay.
Una. A fish-like delicacy found in the Forgotten Realms. Una. A type of instrument often played by orcs and goblins that is a horned instrument. Una.
Do we get points if we guess our own?
So. No, I'm just kidding. you don't get points if you guess your own. You don't.
Do you want us to respond? So, sorry, go on.
So, I would say go ahead and I'm going to... Like, just take, we're just going to take turns going first. Who wants to make their guess first? So I'll just go, like, Dolly, you can go first this time, and then
Gibbledang
go first next time.
I will go with the fairy one. No, I'm going to go with the second one. The
second one?
No, the third.
The.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll stick with the first.
The fish-like delicacy? Or the
first one?
The plant, insect, fairy?
Yes.
The first one?
Yes.
Okay. And Gibbledang, your guess?
Can I also guess the first one?
Yeah, you can both guess the same thing. It's still fine.
Nah. All right.
Nah, actually.
Nah, I called
it. All right. You both have guessed that Una is a queen of fairies, and you are correct.
Yay.
Una is the queen of fairies, who is part bug and part plant from the mystical land of Lorwyn.
Nice,
She births new fairies by having the buds on her plant self kind of just turn into new insect fairies.
Yeah, mine was the fish delicacy one.
Figure.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Because I immediately thought, Unagi?
Oh.
Yeah.
My first instinct was honestly to do a joke answer, but that like it's like Uno, but then I was like, no, because I gotta trick you. Like, try to.
Yeah, see, you gotta trick the other person. Because right now, you guys both get 1 point.
Yay.
So,
see, I didn't pick the.
You both have 1 point, which is great. But in order to, you know, to get a leg up on each other and win, you're gonna have to trick each other.
Or maybe we want you to win, Gym Leader Nate, and we just all keep fucking up for the rest of this game.
Ew.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm gonna grab a writing implement. All right. Get pumped.
Woo.
Brethren, we're about to move on to the next one.
Ooh.
So, our next word for you to define is going to be Muxus.
Muxus, okay.
Muxus. All right. We have our definitions for Muxus. So, here are your definitions. Muxus, a swamp creature that can be found in the Forbidden Lands that swallows creatures that get stuck in the muck. Muxus, the life tree which generates magic throughout the universe. Muxus. Sorry, I have to open another. A group of 6 goblins who take turns wearing a crown and being called Muxus. Each day, one goblin gets to be called Muxus and wears the crown while being carried by the other 5.
That one. I pick first, right?
Yeah. I was like, I love that fucking name. That's
what that one. Dolly, your turn.
Okay. I know. I'm just trying to think if you're picking that one because you made that and it's goblin related, or if Gym Leader Nate picked it because he knew you liked
flipperoo.
Yeah, because he knew you liked goblins.
Well, who cares? That's my answer.
That is a strategy because if you vote for your own answer, you can trick the other person into voting for it too.
True. What was all 3 of them again? Sorry, can you do a real quick?
Here we go.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, no problem. Muxus, a swamp creature that can be found in the Forbidden Lands that swallows creatures that get stuck in the muck. Muxus, the life tree which generates magic throughout the universe. Muxus, a group of six goblins who take turns wearing a crown and being called Muxus. Each day, one goblin gets to be called Muxus, and while the other, or while being carried by the other five.
I'm going to go with the third one still.
So you're both going goblins?
Yeah. I think I have a reason. I think I have a reason, but we'll see if it pays through.
All right. That is correct. That is the correct definition of Muxus. I love this guy. Muxus is a group of six goblins where one of them sits in a chair on a throne with a little crown, and the other five carry the throne. And every day they play a game of dice, and whoever wins the game of dice gets to be Muxus.
That's amazing. Ooh, that's okay. So fair. That's cool. Like, that's so, like, oh my God.
That's fair.
And the fact that they all, well, they all, like, they're like, okay, we're going to take turns. We just have to, like, we're not going to fight for it. We're not going to, like, clearly we're not smart
enough.
That's
funny, though. That's like,
oh my God. What a people. I love that.
That's but it is also random. So, like, one of them can be Muxus, like, a week in a row.
It's probability. Yeah. It's all probability. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. You can't get mad at that. So I love this guy. Oh my God. Can. Is he legendary? Are they legendary?
He is. He's a legendary red goblin.
Oh my God. I've been on a real big goblin kick lately. Goblins are just my little.
If you ever want to make a goblin brawl deck, he'd be a really good commander too.
Nice. Dala actually bought me
all right.
Yeah.
A goblin movie.
Goblin horror movie.
Because what did we do? Did we just Google goblin horror movie?
We watched Ghoulies 4.
That's right.
Which was hilarious.
No, you fucking idiot. No,
no, what are you doing?
Okay, never mind. Move on.
If you know, you know. Yeah. We watched that, and then that's how we got to the goblin movie.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought we were going back to the town of Nilbog.
No. That would have been a more direct way, but a little more asinine.
Yeah.
All right. Our next word for you to define is going to be Ulgrotha. Ulgrotha. U-L-G-R-O-T-H-A. Ulgrotha. Maybe Ulgrotha? I don't know. Looks like I have both responses and we are ready to go.
All right.
So this is going to be the word Ulgrotha. Okay. Ulgrotha, an Eldrazi god from in between realms. Ulgrotha, a place that is famous for its planeswalkers and vampires. Ulgrotha, a vehicle often commandeered by Bushwag to navigate unfamiliar terrain. Ulgrotha.
I guess I'm first.
So, yeah, you get the first guess, Dala. Yeah.
The first less.
Yeah.
Oh, got him.
I will go with the third.
With the third one?
Yeah.
A vehicle often commandeered by Brushwag to navigate unfamiliar terrain.
I do
terrain.
Like me some Brushwag. That is my, like, canonical.
You do. Like, I'm damn aware of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with two.
Number two, which was a place that is famous for its planeswalkers and vampires. And the correct answer is number two, a place that is famous for its planeswalkers and vampires.
Dang, you didn't fall for my trap. Call.
My
looks like,
well, my answer was
Gibbledang did not fall for it.
My answer was the first one, and I actually thought that was it. But then once you said the second one, I'm like, oh wait, no, it's the second one.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
For me, that's why I was like 50-50. So I was like, let me just.
I think you're thinking of. Are you thinking of Ulamog?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Ulamog and.
And Ulamog, Kozilek, and Emrakul.
I did a whole Star Wars rap earlier. We got to turn that. You got to put some backing, like hip hop tracks to Dala and I rapping, doing some Star Wars raps. You just kind of brush by that.
I love
all right, I'll cut that. Thank you. So our next word for you to define is Avizoa. Avizoa. A-V-I-Z-O-A. Avizoa. All right, so Avizoa. the Avizoa. All right, that is our word. So, is Avizoa a sibling to Kamal, who perished in the Great Plains and fueled her vengeance? Is Avizoa a race of flying jellyfish that can catch and eat people? Is Avizoa a red-grain black guild from Ravnica? My words got jumbled. Blech. A red-green black guild from Ravnica.
What are the first two?
The first one, again, is the sibling to Kamal, who perished in the Great Plains and fueled her vengeance. The second one is a race of flying jellyfish that can catch and eat people.
Okay. And what are the last two?
A race of flying jellyfish who can catch and eat people. And a green, red, black guild from Ravnica.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Ouch. All right.
I will.
Gibbledang has chosen.
Yeah, I think I will go with the second.
All right. And the correct answer is the second one. Woo! A race of jellyfish that can catch and eat people. Gibbledang guessed Dala's answer.
Yes. Finally.
You know, knowing enough to use the name Kamal, a real character from
Magic the Gathering. I got like three more names left in me. Yeah.
Not knowing enough to know it's a man, but, you know, still close.
It worked in my favor.
Best not to assume.
It did. It did work in your favor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe you so, haven't gotten the newest update. They actually are non-binary. I've gotten to know Kamal. You know, they're trans, come on. You know. Yeah, come on.
He did go through a transition of sorts from a barbarian to a monk.
There you go. See?
Okay. So Dala gets two points.
Same thing.
Because Dala gets 2 points because Gibbledang guessed Dala's answer. Sick. And then Dala gets 1 point for guessing the correct answer.
God, now this sounds like a fucking game of magic. I get 1 point for doing this. Yeah, let me put my dice. Get an additional point right here.
Yeah.
And then this triggers and this triggers.
It's another one. Let me just update these.
Put this on the stack.
Yeah. And you're dead. And you're out. You lost.
And you're dead.
Yeah, that's it. That's how the game works. That's how what I've seen, at least. It's usually that's my portrayal of how it looks as an outsider. Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's my Nadu deck versus Gibbledang's Arkham Dagson deck. And then it's just like, it's just once that last card comes down, you're like, it's one of us goes, and I go infinite.
Yeah. It's like, all right, there's no point now.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Good word. Let's move on. This one's going to be a little easier for everybody. Let's go ahead and just get this out of the way. As Morin Amarta Kadastan a Koldakar.
Perfect.
The word is as Morin Amarta Kadastan a Koldakar. It just depends, Dala. What do you think as Morin Amarta Kadastan a Koldakar is?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, what is?
All right. So, the word that we are defining is as Morin Amarta Kadastan a Koldakar. Mm-hmm. So, is as Morin Amarta Kadastan a Koldakar a wizard who summoned a demon and had to feed him a new dish every day for 7 years or else she would be eaten? Or is it a great deity of the planeswalkers who grants safe passage on journeys of great importance? Or is it a book?
I guess I'm first.
I go first?
I do.
No, I think Gibbledang goes first this time, right?
Yeah.
I think you went first last time. Yeah, whatever. You go first because it makes it easier for me.
No, yeah, Gibbledang go. Did Gibbledang go first
last time? Yeah, okay. I was like, that shit helps me.
Dala.
I mean, I'll go with the third.
A book.
Yes.
Got it.
What were the other options? The third one is a book?
Yep, third one is a book. The first one is a wizard who summoned a demon and had to feed him a new dish every day for 7 years or else she would be eaten. Or is it a great deity of planeswalkers who grants safe passage on journeys of great importance?
Pick mine. pick mine. Pick the one that's mine out of the three.
Whichever one that is.
Yeah, pick, say all three, and then by default I get 3 points or 2 points.
I'm gonna say it's a book.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
That's what that's what I would want you to think.
So, unfortunately, you don't get points for guessing your own answer.
Damn.
But Gibbledang and Dala both guessed a book, which was Gibbledang's answer.
All right.
A book.
Damn. I had faith in Gym Leader Nate.
That will give 2 points to Gibbledang, tying it up 5-5. As Morna Martica Desna Koldakar is a wizard who summoned a demon who demanded that she cook for him.
That's stupid.
Basically, she had to keep feeding him. And if he ever got bored with her dishes, he would eat her. After working in hell for 7 years working for him as a chef, she wrote the Underworld Cookbook.
Ooh.
So it is a book.
New York Times bestseller. Yeah.
She's not a book. She's a writer.
Yeah. Also, I was going to say, Gibbledang loves goblins because of the GG, and I love demons for the DD. All the demons. And
there it is. Perfect.
Gibbledang. I'm always down for the demons.
All right.
Hmm.
We'll step back from the long, ridiculous word here for a moment and do something a little bit more simplistic. And we're just going to go with a new word, Muldaya.
Oh, my God. Why do I know this?
Muldaya.
Muldaya.
This is actually what they call it when you throw your hand back and get another one.
That's called Mui Daya. Just
kidding. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's when Spanish speaking people are describing how many dollars are in front of them.
Daya. Mui. That's very. There's always. Mui Daya. There's a lot of us.
There. You're welcome.
Fuck. I had an idea what it was. Okay.
All right. The word is Muldaya. So, oh wait, is Dala here?
Yeah, he's taking a shit.
No.
Sorry, I got a peach.
Okay. All right, Muldaya. So, is Muldaya a tribe of elves living in the humid jungle? They are often spies and assassins. Or is Muldaya a legendary artifact capable of providing mana and destroying creatures when sacrificed? Or is Muldaya a hidden village founded by orcs where they can seek safe haven from discrimination?
What was the first one?
The first one was a tribe of elves living in the humid jungle. They are often spies and assassins.
I'm going to go with that one.
Alrighty. Dala?
Can you give me the last two then? So I can hear all three.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you all three. First one was tribe of elves living in the humid jungle. They're often spies and assassins. The second one was a legendary artifact capable of providing mana and destroying creatures when sacrificed. And the third one was a hidden village founded by orcs where they can seek safe haven from discrimination.
I'll go with the second.
All right. And the correct answer is the first one.
A tribe of elves living
in the humid jungle. Nice. They are often spies and assassins. Dala, you guessed Gibbledang's answer of a legendary artifact.
Dala, I want you to know orcs aren't persecuted in this world, okay? They don't need safe haven from anybody.
So Gibbledang gets 2 points for Dala guessing his answer and a third point for guessing the correct answer.
Oh,
I will say, so far, no points for Nathan.
Good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to try to get you some points, but I was like, I wasn't sure.
Do you need win in something else magic related? What?
Yes. All of it. Always.
fuck, there's something I wanted to... Oh, yeah. Did you see that? Dala brought this to my attention the other day. But in D&D, orcs are Mexican now.
I did see that. Yeah, where they're designing the new orcs culturally as Mexicans.
Now
yeah.
makes me think
that was
of
pretty
like
sick, honestly.
Dirk. Now Dirk has like an entirely different like now I'm thinking like Aztec vibe. Like especially with the fucking the tornadoes, I think, right?
Oh, the tornadoes moment at the end. Yeah.
So now I'm thinking rather like that. Yeah, it just changes the way that I view him now. So that's sick.
True. That's sick. I love that. All right, our next word is going to be Ulvenwald. Ulvenwald. Here we are. So now I'm going to read you the definitions for Ulvenwald. Ulvenwald, an ancient book once wielded by Jace, which aided him in his battles. Ulvenwald, a spooky forest full of werewolves and tree people. Ulvenwald, a frozen plain inhabited by evil planeswalkers. Ulvenwald.
Oh, I'll go first. I was like, forgot.
You do, yeah.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm just gonna go. You don't need me. all right, I'm going to my mental picture. I'm imagining y'all playing MTG in front of me. And then what card gets played that would be called Ulvenwald. And I'll go with the Planeswalker one. That one. I think that was
a frozen plain inhabited by evil planeswalkers.
Yes, that one.
All right.
Sounds like evil.
And Gibbledang, your answer? Evil Wald.
I'm going to go with the first one.
An ancient book once wielded by Jace, which aided him in his battles. And the answer is neither of those. Whoa. It is a spooky forest full of werewolves and tree people.
Which has each other's
answer. Means.
Gym leader Nate! Woo!
Three points for gym leader Nate. Let's go.
Wait, so do we get our points still too or no?
Yeah, you still get points for guessing each other's
answers.
Yeah,
you're on the board though. Actually, we didn't know there's like a third.
But I'm on the board.
There's a third rule. Whoever's the least points wins. So gym leader Nate. It's like golf.
Yeah. All right. So you both get 2 points for sick. Someone guessing your answer.
Nice.
The score currently stands at Gibbledang 10, Dala 7, and Gym Leader Nate 3.
Gym Leader Nate, you want to trade your 3 points for? I'll buy you a pack of magic cards.
Ooh,
I trade you all of my 10 points numbers, to get a pack of magic cards. What do you mean?
All right, shit, I'll
give you my points.
I'll lose at this fictional game. Fuck yeah, for real world money.
Fair. You never specify what pack though, so sorry. Just buy the cheapest one I could find.
No shit, it's a jumpstart pack.
You better get me one of those fucking Transformer
collector
cards.
Booster.
Oh, shit.
All right. Let's get our next word here. The next word to stump you bitches is going to be Mizium.
Mizium could still get you pregnant.
Mizium could
still get you pregnant. Oh, babe, I'm about to Mizium.
Oh, why? Let's get those definitions. Oh. He helped me experience high tide. All right, I've got one.
Sorry, one sec.
Gibbledang holding up his tradition of being first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just text my mom real quick. Mom, what's this? What's Mizium?
Well, when a woman gives birth and there's all the afterbirth mixed with the mizium and the placenta.
I thought it was gonna be a fucking spice. Jeez.
No, it's about time you learned.
Yeah.
It's about time you
learned.
The birds and the miziums, yes. Alright. So the word is mizium. Mizium. A museum. Mizium.
Nice.
A crystal that encases the spirit of Gildron, the god who was trapped by a cabal of wizards.
Jesus Christ.
Or Mizium. A magic-infused metal that is super strong and heat-proof and durable. Mizzium.
Do I go first?
Can you, Word of Origin?
Yes.
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Mark Rosewater.
Number three, my lord.
All right, yeah.
Vibranium.
You said three?
Three, my lord.
Pick all right. Three. The magic imbues metal that is super strong and heat-proof and durable. All right. Dala, do you have any guesses?
I am really torn between the two that are not mine.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, for once I am. I will go with... Fuck it. I'm just going to go with my own then. Maybe it'll get you some points, Gym Leader Nate. I'll go with... I forget which number mine was, but I'll go with mine.
Are you sure you want to do that?
It's a 50-50 chance. I mean...
Then take the 50-50 shot. Why go for the 0%
chance? Because then I give Gamble Dang more points. That's the problem. I either get
That's
no points. Or
oh,
I give Gamble
Dang these
games.
If you get it...
I never
yeah, it's canonically...
All right.
I'll go with my own for this,
so,
because I can't. Yeah.
All right. So since that's that, you went for your own,
yes.
Which was the crystal
yes.
that was encased by the spirit of Gildron. The correct answer was Mizzium, a magic-infused metal that is super strong and heat-proof and durable.
Oh, damn, no shit.
Okay.
I thought if
that.
I threw the double and in there, it would trick people with the bad grammar.
My problem was like
Gibbledang saw right through me.
Yeah, my problem was when you read that, I was like, that just sounds like adamantium or vibranium. So I was like,
which it is.
I think
technically.
I guess it is. Yeah. So I thought Gibbledang was like, fuck with. But then I was like, the museum one. I'm like, that's like the book again.
Yeah, I came up with museum. All I thought that was hilarious. Honestly,
that was
that
was funny.
Which when I heard that, I was like, okay, that's not Gibbledang. Also, a little tip. When you're like, I'm done, I'm like, oh, his is not going to be the long one. Because he texted it so quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's been my strat, some of these.
I don't know. I've only done that with book.
And yet here we are.
And here we are.
Yeah, there was some long ones. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Gibbledang is now at 12.
Nice.
Yeah, better than 15 or 14.
True. All right, our next word. Annex.
I think it's like when a state kind of comes together with another state and they kind of join. Or like when you build off a house,
when a larger country absorbs a smaller country.
Exactly. When a smaller Jace absorbs a brush rag that's a lot smaller.
All right. So here are our answers. Annex. Is it? The king of a powerful city in the world of myths and heroes, or the name of a mighty axe wielded by the Gremlin King, or in the first millennia, Annex and Gorthax, the first pair of brothers ever born, created all the mystical realms in Dominaria, but then turmoil broke out between the two, and Annex killed Gorthax and separated all the planes from one another. Thus, magic had to be gathered.
I think who's goes first actually? I think Gibbledang?
You.
Gibbledang goes first this time.
No, I went first last time, I think.
Oh really?
What? I thought I went
What was the last word? It was Mizzium? Yeah.
Yeah, I went
so
first.
Gibbledang did go first last time.
Oh, yeah. So I do go
so
first.
You go.
So you're first, Della.
Can I get all three again? I would ask for one of them.
Absolutely, you can. Absolutely, you can. Yeah. Is Annex the king of a powerful city in the world of myths and heroes? Is Annex the name of the mighty axe wielded by the Gremlin King? Or is Annex, in the first millennia, Annex and Gorthax, the first pair of brothers ever born, created all the mystical realms in Dominaria. But then turmoil broke out between the two, and Annex killed Gorthax, separating all of the planes from one another. Thus, magic had to be gathered.
I will go with the third, but now I'm also cautious that I gave away one of my strategies that Gibbledang somehow typed all that like early or something. So I'm just hedging my bets, but yeah, I'll go third.
Okay. Gibbledang?
God, can I hear all three again? I'm so sorry.
Absolutely.
It's
can.
Hard because you can't say
Annex.
One of them,
the king of a powerful city in the world of myths and heroes. Annex, the name of a mighty axe wielded by the Gremlin King.
Gremlin King.
Annex, In the first millennia, Anax and Gorthax were the first pair of brothers ever born, created all the mystical realms in Dominaria. But then turmoil broke out between the two, and Anax killed Gorthax and separated all the planes from one another. Thus, magic had to be gathered.
I'm gonna go with the first one.
The first one, which is the king of a powerful city in the world of myths and heroes, and that is correct, Gibbledang.
Hey.
I called it. I called my bet.
Unfortunately, yeah. Dala, Gibbledang did immediately adjust to what you said.
I'm trying to write the longest fucking answer.
Yeah. No, I know. I figured. That's why, too, when Gym Leader Nate was like, are you still typing? I was like, I don't get it.
That's how I was going to
lose this game in the game. Yeah. You just started typing the minute, I'm sure.
In the first millennia.
Yeah, in the first, yeah. Yeah, I was like the first one. I think it was like Might and Magic or something like that. I was like, that sounds too generic, but yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just immediately just like, right, people are like, don't you pick, you can't pick up on my patterns. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wasn't planning to win this one anyways.
You weren't planning to win?
No, but I play for fun.
Not with that attitude.
Not with that attitude.
All right.
Yeah. I think, what are the odds of me winning the MTG game?
I
guess it's not none, but it's not like compared to Gibbledang, someone that plays.
I've been guessing too. It's not, all of these have been guessing. It's not been like, oh, I know that one. I know that one.
There was that one. You're like, I know that one. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I know that
one. There was one that he recognized upon me reading it, but the other ones, at least, Gibbledang has yet to guess the same thing as the real answer.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just like, it's just funny. I'm just saying, too, it's like, it helps to actually know the words. I've exhausted all of my words I know.
Yeah, true. You.
So I am like, I can't keep it too generic, but yeah.
All right. Here we go. Next word is Drogskull.
Oh boy. Drogskull.
Drogskull.
Drogskull. I'm a little bit cooler now. I just had to take my pants off.
The listeners. Ooh.
Epic.
Listening to No Dumb Idea at night.
So, No Pants Podcast is like, I feel like it's the new meta.
Honestly, there's been days where I'm like, all right, we're just going chonies and like tank top or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Honestly, ever since I started doing a job that requires more like physical labor again, all of my off time, I am in pajama pants and slides, like, just constantly. I'm like, nice. I am not putting real clothes on at all.
Yeah, unless I have to fucking, for some reason.
Literally. All right. We now have all of our answers.
Damn, I need to charge my phone.
All right, so, the word is Drogskull. Drogskull. Is it an ancient tomb owned by the ice giants containing the entirety of their lore? Or a notorious undead orc assassin known to assist Valgarkus on the plain of Pilvarius? Or a massive army of ghosts?
I'm going to go with the first one.
The first one, an ancient tomb owned by the ice giants containing the entirety of their lore. And Dala?
Can I get all three repeated like 7 times? No. I heard the first one right now, so can I get the second and third?
Yeah. Yep. The second one is a notorious undead orc assassin known to assist Valgarkus on the plan of Pilvarius. Or a massive army of ghosts.
I'll go with the third. I think that's a fun one. I like the idea of a bunch of ghosts.
All right. The correct answer is a massive army of ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Sick. The one time it's like short.
Gibbledang has guessed Dala's answer.
Nice. Yeah, that sounded sick as fuck.
Tomb of the Ice Giants.
Fucking sick.
That gives Dala a total of 3 more points. So now it is 15-10.
Ooh, close that gap, baby.
Closing the gap. All right, let's see if you can keep closing the gap with our last or our next word here.
Oh gosh.
Liev.
Liev. That's Twin Peaks but backwards. Liev. Twin Peaks speak but backwards.
Okay, yep. I'm gonna message you on Discord Liev. Now, okay?
Yeah. My phone I'll do Steam. Charge. Let me message you on That's Steam fine. Real quick. Let me add you.
Bazinga. I just bazinga'd my answer to you, Nate.
Got it.
Right, I just got set it. Mine too.
All right.
I just also bazingered.
All right.
Great. Why'd you put an R in there? Why is there a hard R in bazinga?
That's okay. I'm part bazinga, so.
Next, what's going on?
You made it racist.
It's true. Only the Brits say that anymore, anyways.
Bazinga?
Bazingar?
Bazingar. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. The word is Liev.
L-Y-E-V. So. Next.
Right.
Easy. Next.
Easy. Liev. First answer. Liev Tai Lor. Princess and daughter of Stiv Tai Lor. Second answer. Knights who serve as cops for the biggest city ever.
Okay.
Third answer. A flower that is often enjoyed by the bushwag and is most delicious in the fall.
I think Gibbledane's first, or...
Liev.
You're first, actually.
No, Dala, you'd be first this time.
Wow, feels like I just did that. Do I think these are fucking narcs? Do I think it's a flower? Or the first option, which... What was that again? I forgot the first.
A princess.
Oh, that's right.
Liev Tai Lor. Princess and daughter of Stiv Tai Lor.
I'm gonna go with the cops one, because that's... Yeah. I think I spot me some narcs.
All right. Some pigs.
Some fucking you smell pigs, bacon? Yeah. Hey.
All right. Gibbledag.
What was the third one?
I have forgotten what order I read them in.
Oh, fun.
So I'm just going to read them all again. We have Liev Tai Lor, princess and daughter of Stiv Tai Lor. We have knights who serve as cops for the biggest city ever, and a flower that is often enjoyed by Brushwag and is most delicious in the fall.
I don't think fall is a thing in MTG, but I'm gonna go ahead and pick it anyways.
All right. The correct answer is knights who serve as cops for the biggest city ever. This is the order of the Azorius Senate in Ravnica, and it's their order of Enforcement Knights. Sky Knights, known as the Liev.
I can always tell a pig when I see one or smell one. Oh, no, legit, the Liv Tyler and Steve Tyler thing, I was like, fuck, that's stupid. But, like, maybe?
But, like, did they do
yeah,
it?
But, like,
they might have.
They have Transformers and, like, Evil Dead, you know? But, like, ooh. Like, I was
hoping
so
I was at least a little subtle with that. I wasn't, though.
No.
I hope I read it. I tried to read it like fantasy esque. Still,
well, I was wondering, did you put like a oolah or something over the e or something?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. There. Okay. Oh yeah. There was like apostrophes and awesome. Whatnot.
Yeah. Because I was like, there's no way. It's like, hey, make sure you read this as like fantasy as fuck or some shit. Mm-hmm. Editor's note or something.
The way. Oh yeah. I mean, he made sure to spell it like fantasy.
Gotcha.
So I knew to try my best, but
no, that was good.
Unfortunately, like it's still recognizable. All right, our next word is going to be Malamet. We have all of our answers, so now I'm going to read them. So the word is Malamet, a group of buff warrior cat people. Malamet, a high-ranking marmoset wizard. Malamet, an ancient dragon capable of creating new universes, Malamet.
Okay. I'm going to go with the first one.
I believe
one.
It is Kibbledang.
I'm going to go with the buff cat people.
Buff cat people. All right.
Yeah, I'll go with the third.
Dala?
Yeah.
You're going with the third, cool which is the ancient dragon.
Yeah, but yeah, I think the dragon. I think I remember hearing about that, funny enough.
All right. The answer is the buff cat people.
Yeah, damn.
Yes, they are the that's tribe of cat people from Hollow Earth in Ixalan, who are modeled after the Azteca.
That sounds cool.
Nice. Wait, so is dragon thing real though? Because I feel like that sounds familiar. Or is that from something else, Gibbledang?
That does exist in Magic the Gathering, but it's called the Ur Dragon.
Because I was I feel like I've heard that before. That's why I was like, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Malamet sounds like a dragon definitely name, exists. Too.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Malamet does sound like a dragon name. All right, so Gibbledang gets 3 points total there, 2 for getting his answer guessed and 1 for getting the right. Nice. All right, and our next word, this is going to be a fun one. Pagliano.
It's Pagliano. Eastern piano. Eastern region piano that can't be played in America.
It's my buddy Tony's last name. What are you talking about?
It's
Pagliano.
Pagliano.
Ooh, there you go. Ooh. Definitely make sure you put that tilde there, though.
Yeah. You don't want to fuck that up, that's for sure.
No. Pagliano. Pagliano.
I go to the doctor. I said, "Doctor, I'm depressed." Doctor says, "Hey, why don't you go check out Pagliano? He's a funny fucking guy." He says, "Doctor, I am Pagliano. Hey, hey, get out of my fucking office. $100 copy. Yeah, copy? Forget about it.
Copy.
It's a copy."
Let's see.
You gotta pee together.
A strictly American joke.
Yeah.
All right. Here we are, Pagliano.
That's polyamorous.
We have our definitions, and I'm going to begin.
It's when...
Is Pagliano a plane based off of Italy/Spain? Or a lyre owned and played by Jace as a young child? Or a city-state where everyone is cutthroat and treacherous?
So the first and third option are the same.
Pagliano.
Ha, get it? Ooh, snaps. Gotcha, Spain and Italy. wait, who goes first? Is it me or Gibbledang? I actually don't remember.
It's you.
Is it me? Okay.
It's you. It's okay. You,
Can I get them all three again one more time?
Absolutely. You can.
Making jokes.
Pagliano, a plane based off of Italy/Spain, or a lyre owned and played by Jace as a young child, or a city-state where everyone is cutthroat and treacherous.
I'll go with the third. Yeah.
Alrighty. City-state.
It's 2 minutes.
And Gibbledang.
Me too. Also go with the third.
We've got 2 for number 3. Ooh. So that is correct. That is the correct definition.
But?
I don't know where I stand on giving Gibbledang.
Oh, because of the...
Because it's close. It's modeled after ancient... A little bit the politics of ancient Roman courts.
There we go.
Because, like, it's just, like, a lot of assassinations and replacements with different leaders and emperors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to kind of mimic Rome's kind of...
Well, I guess the question does...
Series of emperors.
Does Gibbledang knew... Did you know about this before?
No, but it's just
Or did you just guess Pagliano?
Just an Italian name.
Italian, yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna award the 3 points.
I was gonna say
if it was just
that's me still it's not be guessing the
actual
it.
Aesthetic.
I'd say
no, because the aesthetic
give him half points,
the aesthetic isn't actually like it's not actually designed after Italy, the aesthetically
listeners.
It's just the structure of their treachery.
This happens every time I went to
I would
you hear that Roman emperors. Emperors.
I was gonna say I'm down to give you points or half points at least for Gibbledang, but
No, yeah. I've already decided. Right. I can't do it. Well, I got to keep my integrity intact.
Every time listeners hear that. Mm-hmm. Every time. Go listen to all the other people. That
was the closest we've gotten, probably.
That's the closest we've come.
That's why I was like, I'll give you half points at least, because you got, like, it's in a location.
But... You're not in charge of giving out points, Dollar.
That's why, but I'm just trying to... You don't want help, then fine.
Don't.
Don't worry, my next one's going to be real easy.
Yeah. We only got... I thought we were friends. You're breaking up with me now on the podcast in front of Gym Leader Nate?
Oh, God. He thought we were his friends?
Yeah, why?
We were just... Oh. Oh, no. He's a charity. There's been a large misunderstanding here.
Also, I love looking back at the chat, me and Gym Leader Nate's like text log. It just looks like I'm just, yo, hey, like you're not replying.
Just saying things.
Just if you look back without context, it's like, dude, this guy's like obsessed with Nate. Jesus. And like weird shit. Like that makes no sense.
The fuck? Where did I just put my phone down?
Ooh, all right. I supposed to have to tell you over the podcast.
I'm so confused.
You know, I guess we could just end it here, you know? Just,
No. All
right. You can find me at Dadal.
We still have at least two more questions. Okay. Just two more words. Two more. And then we're going to be good. The first one being...
Oh, God, that looks...
Chainer. That... All right. The word that we are going to be finding is chainer. So, chainer. A gang from the plain of Ravnica. Okay. Or, chainer. An evil cultist who is an expert torturer. Okay. Or, chainer. The job held by imprisoned creatures who are charged with holding down the chains which hold Plogth, the great titan.
Oh.
Chainer.
I think it's
Gibbledang, or is it Dolligan? Yeah, it is Dolligan.
Wow, it feels like I'm just going back and back. But
it's because I never have to tell Gibbledang that it's his turn to go first. He just guesses.
I guess
so. Anytime we're unsure, it's yours.
It's called paying attention.
Yeah. Can I get all three again?
Yeah, you can get all.
I mean,
three
you're not wrong.
That was really a joke. All
right, number one. A gang from the plain of Ravnica. Number two, an evil cultist who is an expert torturer. Number three, the job held by imprisoned creatures who are charged with holding down the chains which hold Plogth, the great titan.
So the first one's a plane. Like, plane is like a location.
A gang.
Oh, I heard plane. My bad.
No, a gang from the plain of Ravnica.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Gang of a... I will go with the first. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
So you have the gang, the cultist,
or the...
and the imprisoned creatures.
Yeah. It's one or three. Who hold down Plogth, the great titan. One.
I'll go with three.
Ooh, hedge our bets.
And the answer is... an evil cultist who is an expert torturer.
There you go, Gym Leader Nate. I knew you needed some points.
That third one sounded so cool. I got some points. Let's go. That third one is so sick. I love that.
It does.
I was thinking God of War, to be fair, when I wrote that.
Nice.
Oh, damn,
back in the day.
Right, I take it back.
When I wrote this, I was 47, and at the time, I was playing a lot of God of War.
All right, so I'm only going to do a few more, so I'm going to skip ahead to the ones that I particularly enjoy.
Sir, do you want to...
That was one. That means that there's one more.
Because I made a little bit...
Yeah. Hedge your bets.
Yeah, I'm gonna do one or two more, but we'll see.
Will you read the ones to us that we're not doing, or do you want to save those for another...
Oh, sure. No, that sounds like fun. I probably won't. I'll probably forget
to by the time it comes back.
Yeah. Next was going to be riff.
Ooh, oh, that's a type of riff in time. But like, a guy has a
there
lisp.
There you go.
He has a
but
lisp.
Only for people with lisps, yeah. It's an ancient dragon who is sealed in a huge tree.
Ooh.
Nice.
Quandrix. This one, tempting. I wanted to do this one badly, but we just don't have enough time. A College of Magical Study focused on mathematical magic.
Damn, I would never.
Quandrix.
That sounds cool, though. Yeah.
Like, dumb cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The one we're going to go with is... Or actually, there's a few more. So, Mycosynth.
Okay. Mycosynth.
An organic web of magical metal. This one, I'm fine with skipping, because honestly, if you know roots, like root words, you can figure this one out.
I was going to say, actually.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do...
Okay. I don't want to brag, but I know
this one.
Volrath.
Players, please define for me Volrath.
Honestly, I got like two more in me because I feel my blood pressure also dropping. But I definitely need
to. It's just going to be this and one more. Okay. And then I'm done.
My brain is starting to like fizzle out too.
Yeah.
Volrath.
I was like, plus you have to get ready for work, right? Or an 8.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, at 4? So yeah,
just,
shit.
Just one more after this and we'll be all done.
But, yeah. Man, whenever I like write these out, I'm always like, fuck, I'm making some wild stabs here. Like, it's just so funny to like, like, does this like it's like the, I type it out and I'm like, I really hope that this thing is true in magic. Like earlier when Gibbledang was like, there's no fall in MTG. I'm like, all right, well, shit. Didn't know that.
No, that's not. Also, that's not true. Isn't the planes have seasons. Yeah, they absolutely
do they have
seasons.
Like fall, I guess.
Yeah, and they just call it autumn or whatever. Like they, everybody speaks English in magic.
Fair.
Like, all the stories are just in English, so like they don't really bother with like, oh, our word for this is this. They just go like, oh no, the season's changing, autumn's here.
But when you said that orcs,
mm-hmm.
when you said the orcs were prosecuted, I was like,
that's why it's like stuff like that where I'm like, I said that they get discrimination because I'm like everyone does, so even microaggressions. But no, yeah,
MTG is the perfect world.
I want to see the one person, though, that's like,
worlds.
I'm playing an elf deck, so I'm going to speak in elf, too, as I play, and I hope the players know.
Oh, God. I'm sure there's somebody out there with, like, a Lord of the Rings, like, theme deck doing that.
Yeah, all right. Losers.
So the word was Volrath. So here are our definitions for Volrath. One. A giant scorpion creature, which is predator to many small creatures, including the brushwag. Or, a goblin queen and the cause of the Great Battle of Ikoria. Or, a shape-shifting villain who rules the Land of Wrath.
Oh, it's my turn now,
so,
right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like...
It is Gibbledang's.
What was the first one?
The first one was a giant scorpion creature, which is predator to many small creatures, including the brushwag.
I got the third one. Can't remember what it was, but I do like that number.
The third one was a shape-shifting villain who rules the Land of Wrath. Is that what you want to go with?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right. Dala?
What was the second? You didn't repeat the second one, did you? Can you, please?
I haven't. The second one was a goblin queen and the cause of the Great Battle of Ikoria.
In the cause, or?
A goblin queen and the cause.
So she was the cause of the battle.
She is a goblin queen and the cause of the Great Battle of Ikoria.
Okay. That's what I was like, what? Yeah. I will,
or a giant scorpion.
I'll go with that one. No, yeah, the other two. I remember you read them.
Goblin Queen?
Number two, my lord. Two.
Number two, my lord. All right. The correct answer was number three, a shape-shifting villain who rules the land of wrath.
Okay, okay.
I didn't know that.
So.
Nice. No, I,
you didn't? Was that a guess?
That was a guess, yeah. Do I not get the points if it's a guess? Is that a new rule?
No, I never said that. Yeah, well, I only follow my rules.
Sorry. No made-up rules. You had to actually know the answer before guessing in order to actually get the points. Sorry. No.
Look, Gibbleding, I'm sorry.
All right.
I didn't mean to persecute you. I didn't mean to discriminate against you like an orc.
Because I'm Mexican?
Way. Is that
an orc? Is that why?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I picked the orcs.
And here is our
Mexican.
Here is our last word, a personal favorite of mine. I'm going to skip Setessa, which was a city in the jungle full of Amazonian warrior women.
Oh, yeah, dude. I knew it. See, I didn't even know, but I knew that that's a sexy-ass name. That's probably what I would have. Yeah, baby, take me there.
All right, let's get off of this. Our real word is...
Second...
Zinderspilt.
Zinderspilt. Second split.
Zinderspilt.
Hey.
What are you doing?
God, I hope I win.
I hope so too.
It would have to be quite the upset at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, this upset. One's worth 20 for Dala particularly.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, and just for Dala, if Dala wins this one, he gets 35 points.
Oh, exactly.
That's my new rule. Oh, man.
You sound like...
You sound like that guy who I played against in like that pre-release for Modern Horizons. Just every time we would kill one of his creatures.
Cat's looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot.
Makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's a pretty smart cat.
It's true. It's me, Larry Sanders. I'm here to say that my cat's smart.
It's a good impression, right?
Yeah, Cat in the Hat, right?
Yeah.
Fucking get on Cat with it. What's the quag?
All right. So here's our three definitions of Zinderspilt. Is Zinderspilt?
Zandersplat.
Yeah.
The ghost of an ancient book. Or a homunculus creature. Or... a one-eyed champion in professional magic sports.
I will say...
We'll do our guesses.
The first one.
Real quick.
I'm going to say...
First one?
The second one.
Yeah. So, the answer was the third one.
Nice.
But Gibbledang's answer is also correct. Zinderspilt is a homunculus creature.
Yep.
Okay, so you guessed it right.
Mm-hmm.
So he did guess it right.
3 points.
So
we did it.
So that'll be 4 points to Gibbledang.
That I actually knew because I remember you saying that all the homunculus they don't have syllables or whatever. No, not syllables. Vowels.
Yeah, I forgot I told you that. Huh. Damn. Yeah.
Right before this episode.
Yeah, all the homunculuses.
You're like, hey,
at some point. Well,
no, I know, but it's just funny. It's like...
Yeah, all the little homunculus guys, they don't have vowels in their name. Nice. So there's Zinderspult, and of course everybody's favorite homunculus, Fibblefip.
Why is that one everyone's favorite? What's he ever done?
Cutie pie.
Because he was like, as a joke, artists kept putting him into the background of cards.
That's awesome.
And then after he appeared on one card where they mentioned his name, and he's just a little cutie.
Yeah.
And the card was called Totally Lost, and it's just him standing amongst a bunch of giant legs because he's tiny. So it's just him on the street, like, lost. And so everybody loved him right away, and eventually they made him his own card, and he's gotten a couple legendary cards now.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Big guy. Well, not a big guy.
He even went to... He even went to Thunder Junction. He got a little cowboy hat.
Big little guy. What was the the Getting Lost card or something you said? I'm gonna look this up right now.
Yeah, it's called Totally Lost.
Totally Lost. Totally Spies. No. Nice. So who won?
And so they named him in that card's flavor text. They name him too. And it says, Fibblethip had always hated crowds.
He's a little cutie.
He's just a little cutie patootie.
Yeah.
And so they make, so they.
Can he be the thumbnail?
It turns out he absolutely. He could be the thumbnail.
Or put him small in the background of the thumbnail.
Oh, yeah. Just put him in the background for sure. Yeah.
On brain.
He's got to be just hidden there.
There we go.
Because he's lost. He's always lost.
Totally lost.
All right. That was fantastic. Thank you for bearing with me.
Yeah, no, it's
that
fun.
That was a great little game of Balder Magic.
Nice.
I loved it.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
Do you guys, our winner is Gibbledang. Gibbledang pulled away.
What the fuck? How many
points?
Tell
me my points. Tell me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you the points. So first up was me, Gym Leader Nate, with 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dala with 16 points.
Nice.
And then Gibbledang with 28 points.
Mm. Nice.
I could have gained more. It's okay. It's fine.
I was just nerfing myself.
Yeah.
Next time I do this style of game, I'm going to also throw in an extra fake answer.
Yeah.
That would be better. That would be easier. Yeah. I was going to
make it a little harder.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to make it a little harder next time.
Sorry, real quick. I was looking at the Totally Lost card, and I didn't realize that was an eye in the one where he's like looking up with all the feet. I thought that was a fucking like Cubone skull. So when I look up other pictures, I'm like, oh, that's a fucking eye. I thought it was like a Cubone skull with like, that's his eye sticking out of the hole.
No, that's just his one big eyeball.
He's still cute, but a little more derpy than I thought he was.
He gets cuter in his respective card printings, to be honest. Here, let me send you.
I'm looking at.
I might have said this to you.
He's got a bunch of cute ones. Just look up on Google. Click them all.
No, I'm just like, that's what I am. I'm just scrolling through. That's why I was like, I didn't realize it was a. I thought it was a skull.
Fibblethip lost on the range, is
like your favorite.
Just such a cute little guy. Meanwhile, in the background of his card, there's like giant dragons going to war with each other, and he's just like, "Where am I?"
Oh my god! I just found one called Super Duper Lost. That one looks really cute.
Let me see.
I think is that like an uncard?
No, it's Unfinity. Yeah.
Oh Unfinity. Yeah, it is. Yeah, Unfinity. That makes sense.
Nice, my god, put target creature into owner's library just beneath the top X cards of that library, where X is the number of doors you can see from your seat. That's so fucking stupid.
I love
sets are so silly. They're so silly.
I love sets like their cards like that where it's like use your actual like surroundings, or like isn't there one, it's like rip your one of your cards and like some guy lost because you technically don't have like a 60 card deck now, and it's like fuck.
And then there's like what was it, there's like things like my favorite is Approach of the Second Me, where Approach of the Second Sun is a card where after you play it goes seventh from the top of your deck, but Approach of the Second Me says you become a card. You take the top seven cards of your library and you balance them on top of your head. Yeah. And you have to draw them off of there until you're drawn as a card.
That's not sick. Yeah, I love shit like that.
That's great.
All right.
That's great.
Let's get some plugs. Yeah. Anybody got some plugs for me after a nice roaring game?
You know, I'm going to be Gibbledang at Gibbledang. I'm actually getting back into the custom mini-mate game right now, making commissions for people. Someone asked me to make Chappie, so I'm going to be doing that.
Ooh.
It's going to be fun.
The robot
Chappie? From Chappie. Yeah.
From D-Edwards.
Oh, Chappie. Oi, Chappie, it's me, girl, Chappie. Chappie, it's me, Chappie.
Wars.
That's my damn.
Oh, it's the Star Wars rap, dude. Keep going.
Make sure you we do some Googling of Chappie before we design the thing. I need a job. That did not sound all right.
yeah, that's it for me. What about you guys?
No, we're good.
I'm Gym Leader Nate on everything. Abby always stays the same. Instagram almost deleted my account, but apparently they're fine with it now. Oh. I don't know. Thought I was a bot. Because I don't use it at all.
My friends, happened to my friend, actually. Or friend of a friend.
Oh, shit.
So annoying. But it looks like it's fine now.
Yeah. Well, if you want to follow someone that is not a bot, for sure, follow the No Damn Idea Instagram account and, you know, listen to us.
What do you mean I'm not a... What do you mean I'm a bot?
Sorry, man. How dare you? Yeah, there's none of us are bots, clearly. Yeah. This is not AI.
Yeah. none of us have we all have the right amount of fingers here.
Yeah, we all know how to eat spaghetti with our hands, obviously, right? I want to plug also the show Fantomas. Go check that shit out. It finished and it's a really good show. It's beautiful, one of my favorites, really funny. It's on HBO or illegally too. But check that
out. Is it about orange soda?
No. I talked about it before. It's like Julio Torres, gay comedian, Salvadorian comedian. It's great. It's him just kind of going around doing little funny vignettes with like a plot kind of.
Oh, right. You did talk about that. Yeah.
It basically, he has like a job. Like, he comes up with just kooky ideas and tries to sell them or like just talks about them. Like one of them has Steve Buscemi as the letter Q, and he talks about how. Like the alphabet used to be different, but Q is so weird, and they put it all the way in the back. And it's like Steve Buscemi's like, "Hey, I'm Q, I'm crazy, I'm fucking the letter Q," just like playing piano, like, and like, "Oh, you're so weird, get out of here." But yeah, go check out Fantomas.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna watch that.
Yeah, let me know. And also, you know, like I said, follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and anywhere you can follow or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. But yeah, that's it for me.
And feel free to send us a little email if I got the definitions wrong, you know. Ooh, if I actually
correct us.
If you think that Gibbledang really did deserve those points, you know.
Yeah, we always gotta do one upset.
We still wanna hear.
Yeah. We're not gonna
a redacted you know, I might make a late game correction. Like we're gonna have to make an edit to the official record. God. All right.
But yeah.
Let's get
all
out
right,
of here.
Everybody.
Let's get back to
Let me
game.
Get out my brush rag and
get out. Yeah. Shout out to, you know, why don't we do it? Go ahead and do another shout out. Shout out to New York again, once again.
Shout out to brush rag.
Shout out to brush rag.
Shout out to Bibblefin.
Shout out to Bibblefin.
Yeah. Always there for me, man.
Liv Tyler, Steven Tyler.
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler, woo! That was another one.
All right, anyways, SNL.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.